This is side two of tape number one of the Stress Reduction and Relaxation Program. The same instructions apply as for the other side of the tape. This side combines some simple body movements with deep relaxation. Remember that by playing regularly, at least once a day, you're nourishing and strengthening your body and participating in the process of optimizing your state of well-being and health. On this side in particular, you should follow along as best you can, doing what you feel capable of and refraining from anything that does not seem to be appropriate for you at this time. Let your own sensitivity to your body override my indications of how long to hold any position that we may be doing. And in the process of developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to ourselves, we'll be basically working at the limits of what we can do at any given time. It's important to be aware of these limits and to dwell at their boundary long enough to experiencing them. But it's just as important not to push beyond them, and to be looking deeply into them at each moment with full acceptance, not trying to force ourselves to be different from how we are right now. If you do this work regularly, every day, with care and attention, you'll soon notice that your limits are changing and dissolving by themselves. Now, the best results will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all, even relaxation. It's enough to simply do what it says to do as best you can, paying full attention to exactly how your body is feeling in each moment. If a stretch is producing a particular sensation, tingling, pulling, tugging, pins and needles, prickling, hot feelings, burning, radiating, or whatever, try to really notice what the sensation is as precisely as possible. Even asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my knee, my back, my leg, whatever? Exactly where is it? What qualities does it have? And what is the relationship of my mind to the sensation? Is my mind reacting or responding? If you wish to skip something that we may be doing, just try assuming a comfortable posture, closing your eyes, and visualizing or sensing yourself doing what the tape is describing in as much detail as possible. Remember to breathe as you do these postures, not forcing the breath, but just allowing its natural level to appear with the movement, experimenting with the level of concentration that you can achieve. So now, let's begin by lying back on our backs in a comfortable position, on a mat or a pad, on the floor, something that will protect you from the hardness of the floor. Allowing yourself to settle into what we call the corpse pose or the corpse position, just lying on your back with your feet falling away from each other about 6 inches apart, the arms alongside your body, with the palms open towards the ceiling, if that feels comfortable for you, and just bringing your attention to your breathing at your belly. The abdomen expanding, rising on the in-breath and deflating falling on the out-breath. Imagining, perhaps, as if you had a little balloon in your belly, and it was just expanding and deflating gently of its own accord, and you're not forcing it. And if you'd like, you can put your hands on the belly and feel it moving. Allowing the eyes to be gently closed at this point, if you feel comfortable with it, and really letting your body sink into the mat each time you breathe out as your muscles let go. And you can release your hand from the belly, bringing it back alongside the body, noticing if there's any residual tension or strain or stress left over from what you've been doing prior to this relaxation. And let it go with the out-breath. And on the in-breath, breathing in a sense of vitality and lightness and renewed energy. And on the out-breath, releasing a bit more. And let's begin now on an in-breath. Just taking a deep breath in, and as we do it, stretching the arms up over the head for the entire duration of the in-breath. So it's a slow, purposeful stretch. And when you touch the floor with your hands, stopping for a moment and just noticing what that feels like. As you stretch the entire body out, the fingers in one direction and the heels and toes in the other. Not being too strenuous with yourself and just feeling the entire body stretching right through the fingertips and the wrists and the elbows and the armpits and the shoulders and the rib cage. The whole thoracic region, the entirety of your body, every joint. And then on the out-breath, letting the arms slowly and mindfully come back down so that you're in touch with them all the way, even though your eyes are closed. You're feeling your arms and at a certain point just experiencing them, being in contact with the floor, experiencing them relaxing and letting go as the muscles relax and the floor takes on the work of holding them up. Letting the palms be faced up if that's comfortable. And when you're ready, coming back to your belly and to the flow of your breathing. And now let's bend both knees so that the feet will be flat on the floor. Spreading the legs about a foot apart. Knees pointed up towards the ceiling. Arms still relaxed alongside the body. And we'll do some pelvic tilts. Contracting the belly and just lifting the tailbone slightly off the floor and pushing the base of the spine and the lower back down into the floor. And then, when you're ready, releasing the abdomen and tilting the pelvis the other way so that you're making a space between the floor and your back. And there's a nice little archway there that you can put your hand underneath. And then if you keep your hand there, you can once again tilt the pelvis the other way, and you can feel that you're pushing down on the hand, noticing the abdominal area contracting, tailbone very slightly coming up off the floor, but not the pelvis. And just gently rocking back and forth, moving the pelvis, letting it tilt back and forth, keeping your buttocks on the ground, not straining, and finding your own pace as you breathe naturally. You can release the hand from under the arch, letting it come alongside the body. And when you're ready, slowly coming to a stop and wrapping your arms around your shins, drawing the knees up towards the chest and squeezing gently, lovingly, letting the knees come towards your chest in a way that's comfortable for you, making sure that you're not pushing yourself. And if you'd like, you can rock a little bit from side to side as you breathe. If you want, you can raise the head up so that it's moving towards the knees, and letting yourself basically massage the muscles of your back as you do this, the muscles on either side of the spine. And if you want, you can even try making circular motions and notice how the pressure changes on the buttocks and letting it move around in one direction a few times and then pausing, breathing, and then moving in the other direction. And then as you're ready, once again, letting the feet come back down to the ground. And noticing the effect of what you've just done. And then shifting so that you're holding onto one knee and letting the other leg stretch out. Starting perhaps with the left leg, just letting it stretch out, relax on the floor, and having the right knee move towards the chest, squeezing it towards the chest again without pushing or straining, and then holding on now with both hands to the one knee, to the knee, to the shin. And if you'd like, if it's comfortable for you and you're not straining your neck, bringing your head up in the direction of the knee and noticing how close you can come to the knee itself, being careful and cautious and experiencing wherever you come to as your limit at this particular time. Not immediately backing away, but breathing with it and breathing with it until you're ready to come back down. Noticing any intense sensations at any point and directing your breath to those regions in particular each time with the in-breath. And on the out-breath, letting your foot come back down to the floor. And on the out-breath, letting go of those sensations, imagining them flowing out with the out-breath, making sure the head is back down on the floor and relaxing. Letting both legs rest on the ground if you'd like. And when you're ready, drawing the left knee up towards the chest, stretching the right leg out all the way. And again, if you want, raising the head up, moving it towards the knee, breathing with yourself in this position. And listening to the message that your body gives you about what your limits are, where you need to stop or back off. But if you can, just staying here, working these limits and experiencing them a little more deeply than you might ordinarily. Again, bringing your attention as precisely as you can to what it is that you're experiencing. And then, when you're ready, stretching back out, releasing, and lying back down, letting the floor support you, and assuming the corpse posture. Bringing your attention back to the breath in the abdomen. Noticing it expanding with the in-breath. Feeling it fall back towards your spine on the out-breath. And now when you're ready, see about rolling over and coming up onto your hands and knees. Having your body assume the position of a table, your back level with the floor, your arms and your upper legs, lower legs, supporting the body and being the support of this table. And in this position, we're going to breathe out, and doing so, arching the back, noticing how the belly contracts, and then letting the head come down. And this is called a cat stretch. And we're arching the back as high up as it will go. As the head moves down, the chin moving towards your chest, and then when you're ready, reversing. And letting the belly come down, releasing. Letting the pelvis tilt down, and the head come up as you breathe in and feel the stretch. Having the head looking back, again, being careful of the neck and not straining. And then when you're ready, on the exhale, arching the back again and breathing in and lowering the belly, making it curve in the back in the other direction. Making a curve in the back, looking up, and then exhaling once more. Arching the back, lowering the head, and just practice this by yourself. Just noticing how the pelvis tilts and moves back and forth, like we did in the pelvic tilt. On the ground. As you breathe in, lowering the belly, and then when you're ready, stretching the right leg up in the air so that it's parallel with the ground. And this is a balancing pose, so we're going to raise the left arm and stretch it out so that you're basically breathing and balancing with the head lifted up and the left arm and the right leg. Staying here, breathing. And you can notice the muscle strength that this requires, especially in the back and the shoulder. And what we're doing is working at strengthening the back and again working at our own limits and experimenting with that. Not coming back down prematurely, but at the other hand, being careful and really tuning in to what's right for you. So when you're ready, letting the knee lower to the ground and to the head. And again, on the exhale, arching the back up, feeling the stretch, and reversing what we just did. And if you'd like, you can also come back into the table and just rest here. And we're going to now reverse and stretch the muscles now in the back instead of strengthening them. Coming back so that the back is arched and letting them relax and lengthen. And then again on the in-breath, lowering the belly, raising the head, and this time we're going to raise the left leg and the right arm. You may find it helpful to choose a spot that you can look at ahead of you and keep your focus there in order to help maintain your balance. Breathing as you do this and feeling the sensations, experiencing your body in this particular posture, strange as it may seem. Accepting yourself as you are, coming back down to the resting position when you're ready, noticing what your limits are at any particular moment. And if you haven't already, once again, lowering the knee and the arm, the hands and the knees on the floor, arching the back as before, the head down, and really getting a good stretch in your back without overdoing it. Easing up to your limits and breathing. And again, when you're ready, letting the buttocks move back toward the heels, your feet, as far as they can come. And letting your head move down towards the floor, arms alongside your body, and letting yourself settle into this position. And it's called the child's pose. Releasing into it. And breathing. And then, when you're ready, taking your time and mindfully, we're going to come back once again onto our back. And notice how the mind forms an intention to move. And as you move onto your back, you can notice any sensation in the body as you move the various muscles in order to get into the corpse position again. Notice what it feels like to now be back on your back again, with your hands lying alongside your body, the arms alongside the body in a relaxed way, palms up, and your feet falling away from each other. And just feel what the consequences of having done this are right now. And then if you'd like, let's once again draw our knees up towards the chest and do what we were doing before, squeezing the knees to the chest. And if you want, you can bring the head up and rock from side to side, letting the arms hold the legs, the lower legs, and rocking from side to side as you gently massage the spine. And of course, being aware of the breath moving in the body. If it's more comfortable to have your head down on the floor, do it that way. And then, when you're ready, putting your feet down on the floor as before, and we'll do a few pelvic rocks or pelvic tilts at your own pace, just to loosen up the pelvis, loosen up the small of the back. Notice the belly contracting in rhythm with the spine. And making sure the rest of the body is relaxed. The head, the neck, the whole body relaxed and moving in response to this small motion of the pelvis as the body rocks back and forth. And again, when you're ready, relaxing and letting the legs come back down and allowing your attention to once again come to rest on the belly and on the rhythmic movement of the abdomen as you breathe. These pauses are just as important as any movement. And with them, allow your attention to stay fresh and awake. And now, let's do the half bridge pose, which involves bringing the feet to the floor, knees pointed up towards the ceiling, but a little closer to the body now, to the buttocks than they were before, and stretching the arms up over the head. And then when you're ready, lifting the pelvis, and if you'd like, you can even imagine that there's a string coming from the center of the abdominal region, lifting you up off the floor, noticing how the lower back also just falls naturally away from the floor. And staying in this half bridge pose with the body resting on your upper back, on the head, the neck, and your shoulders and arms as well as your feet. And the rest of the body is lifted up, and back arched, and breathing here. And as you breathe here, if you want, you can look over your chest and just notice how the belly is moving in this position. And just check to make sure that the arms really are relaxed and you're not holding tension as you do this posture. If you need to come back down at some point, just let the lower back and the pelvis move back down towards the floor and rest. And then when you're ready, you can bring it back up. Doing this your way and the way and the duration that you'll get the most benefit from it. Feeling your abdominal area expanding as you breathe in and noticing what happens when you breathe out. And then resting as you're ready. And noting how this posture allows lots of room to expand. And if you haven't already, coming back down, lowering the pelvis back to the floor, and stretching the arms once again back down alongside the body. Stretching the legs out, letting them fall apart a bit, and releasing. Allowing the body once again to just relax and let go. Sinking into the mat and being willing to be present. Noticing any thoughts that may flit through your mind. Being aware of the content, but letting that go. As you breathe out, whatever else is happening, letting it be without being particularly disturbed or distracted. And focusing the experience of this moment and the fact that you're here now, lying on the floor, nourishing yourself. Strengthening your body and releasing tension. Letting stress or wanting something to be different to go and dissolve. As you develop a sense of your own capacity to control your health to some extent, and improve the quality of your well-being. And now we're going to do a simple twist stretch. So taking a moment and placing your hands together behind the head, fingers touching, and drawing your feet up towards the buttocks again, this time keeping them together. And the knees together as well so the legs are touching. And breathing in and out a few times. And when you're ready, letting the knees go over gently to the right, as far as they'll go to the floor, keeping your legs together so that they're touching each other as much as possible. And then turning with your head and looking to the left, beyond your left elbow. And feeling the stretch across the chest and into the left armpit or wherever it is that you feel it. And breathing in and out with this posture as you try to relax and do it. And every time you breathe in, you'll feel the abdomen stretch and contributing to the feeling of being stretched in the chest. And every time you breathe out, just sinking a little bit more into your stretch as you relax and let go, as your muscles let go and lengthen. And then on an in-breath, bringing the knees back up to the vertical. And when you're ready, letting them go over to the floor. In the other direction, to the left, again, keeping the legs as close together as you can, noticing how the feet are touching each other, one above the other. And looking to the right. and settling in. On each out-breath, letting the body fall a little more into the floor, noticing. And as you accept your body in this position, with full awareness of each moment and of the breath in its own rhythm, of the sensations associated with being here. And then, once again, when you're ready, again coming back to a vertical, bringing the knees back up to the perpendicular, and releasing your hands, and then stretching back out, letting the legs move down, feet apart, and stretching back out in the corpse posture. And now let's bend the left knee so that the foot is on the floor alongside the right knee. And we'll take a deep breath in. And as we breathe out, letting the right leg come up with the knee straight as far as it will go, if possible, all the way up to the perpendicular, so that it's up towards the ceiling. But just notice how far you can come. That's the right place for your leg to be. And then, maintaining the posture, breathing with it, and notice how your arms are right now. Having them be relaxed, no pushing. Being aware of any tightness in the face and letting that go. So the body is completely relaxed even as your leg continues being up in the air. And you can focus your attention on your belly, noticing how it's somewhat contracted as the leg remains lifted up here, like this. And yet you still will expand as you breathe in. And notice what happens again as you breathe out. And if you like, you can move the foot, cranking it around the ankle a few times in each direction, feeling the muscles that are involved in moving the foot as you breathe. And for those of you who have some degree of flexibility and would like to experiment, you can intensify the stretch a bit more by letting the left leg stretch out, resting flat on the ground, and having the head move up towards the knee as you take hold of your leg beyond the knee and stretching the back out a little more. Again, breathing with this, working with what is possible for you without straining or pushing. And then when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come back down, really taking the time to let it come back slowly, totally mindfully, so that you're really aware of it all the way down, noticing what it feels like when it makes contact with the ground and what it is that you are now feeling. As you experience perhaps a wave of relaxation flowing through the leg, flowing through the body, and ultimately leaving with the out-breath. As the muscles let go from having done some lifting and contracting, and letting them release and lengthen. And then when we're ready, we're going to reverse the position of the leg so that the right knee is bent, foot alongside the left knee, And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in and allowing the left leg to come up as far as it will go and settling in here, experiencing the leg being up, letting the back relax in your shoulders, your arms and your face. And if you'd like, cranking the foot around. And for those of you who are intensifying the stretch, doing that, letting the right leg come back down, stretching it out, and bringing your head up towards the leg and your arm, holding it below the knee, experiencing the sensations and feelings in your body as you have your leg up here. And being sure to come back down again, especially if you have any heart disease or you're not used to doing this. And then coming back up again when you can. And noticing the belly and the contraction of the abdominal muscles that do part of the lifting. And when it's time, slowly, inch by inch, letting the left leg come back down. And noticing at this point whether your eyes are open or closed. But experiencing your leg as it is. And noticing what it feels like when it comes down and makes contact with the floor. Again, letting the wave of release come as the muscles let go. As you sink deeper into the floor. And now having both legs relaxed, stretching out. Coming back to your belly and the flow of your breathing. Allowing yourself fully experiencing any sensations and fully experiencing being. And when you're ready, we'll roll now over onto our left side and prop the head up using your left hand and putting the right hand on the floor in front of the belly. And when you're ready, slowly lifting the right leg up to the side, straight up, holding it there wherever it winds up and breathing with it. And again, if you'd like, you can crank the foot around the ankle and probe the muscles of the leg and the hip and the side to see what is working and what is not. And raising up perhaps a little higher. It's a little higher. Breathing and experiencing the intensity. But asking yourself whether you can handle this. And listening and backing off, letting the leg come back down when you're ready. And then experiencing the wave of release when the leg does come back down. And if you'd like, when you're ready, on another in-breath, raising the leg back up once again, and just breathing with it. And then slowly letting it come back down. And then rolling over onto your other side, propping your head up with your right hand now. Lying on the right side. And when you're ready, lifting the left leg up as high as it will comfortably go. Left hand in front of the belly on the floor. Cranking the foot around the ankle a few times in both directions. And then lowering slowly. in touch the whole time, and then releasing. And rolling over onto your belly, and in this position, lying on one side of your face or the other, with your arms alongside your body and your palms open towards the ceiling. And now in this position, you can feel the belly pressing against the floor each time you breathe in, and relaxing away from the floor each time you breathe out, allowing your whole body to just sink into the floor with each exhalation, and letting the floor support you. And now we're going to move the head so that your chin is on the floor, your pelvis is pressed into the mat, and slowly as we breathe in, lift the right leg up with the knee straight and holding it here as you breathe. Noticing how the buttock is involved on the right side, tight, continuing to press into the floor with the pelvis region, and experiencing the lifting of the leg. And then as you're ready, slowly letting the leg come back down and relaxing on the side of your face again, sinking into the ground. And on the in-breath, raising the other leg up as much as possible. And then when you're ready, slowly coming back down, resting on the other side of your face. And then putting the chin on the floor once again and letting the torso, the upper body, come up slowly, neck, shoulders, chest, keeping the feet on the floor and just lifting as high as you can in what we call the lower cobra. And as if you were a snake, relaxing, using your trunk muscles, lifting and breathing, keeping the pelvis down into the mat, and then letting go. And we'll finish by once again rolling over back into the corpse pose and become aware of simply lying here, allowing the eyes to close if we feel comfortable, and just becoming aware of our breathing and the wave-like movements of breathing, appreciating what we've asked our body to do, and letting ourselves continue, accepting ourselves as we are, as we move into a greater state of relaxed awareness and stillness. Knowing that we're becoming more flexible and more creative in our relationship to life itself as we practice with this tape and develop a deeper appreciation of our own life, and the feelings and limits and possibilities that we each have as we are here. Peace, peace, peace.